JazzCast Pros.
Unlocking the secrets to better sleep involves more than just knowing what happens when you shut your eyes. It's about uncovering the hidden factors that prevent you from falling asleep in the first place. Welcome back to the Doze Podcast. If you've found yourself here, then you're probably one of the many looking to put your sleep challenges to bed and to figure out how to wake up feeling more rested and energized. I'm your host, Soda Kuchkowski. I'm a sleep coach and educator with over 18 years helping individuals like you optimize their days to transform their nights. I'm excited to share that over the next few weeks and for the month of May, which happens to be Better Sleep Month, I'm going to be interviewing a series of sleep experts, from a sleep scientist and researcher to a sleep dentist and a performance and recovery coach, to help you learn the often simple changes that you can make that can provide huge results in the quality of how well you sleep. Now, these are factors that often go unnoticed. They are the hidden, invisible influences that could be stealing your sleep without you even realizing it. And I'm talking about everything from electromagnetic fields, EMFs as they're referred to, and noise pollution, to air quality issues, light pollution, and how they can affect your airway and overall ability to be at your best. These elements might be small and overlooked, but they have a big impact on your sleep. So together, over the next few episodes, we're going to uncover these sleep disruptors one by one and share with you how to create a sanctuary that promotes truly restful sleep. Now, I want to start by addressing the largest of these invisible influences that can interfere with your sleep. And I'm talking about invisible waves, known as electromagnetic fields or EMFs. They're emitted by everyday electronic devices that we can't live without, right? Our cell phones, tablets, wireless routers. And although these devices make our lives easier, they could be disrupting your sleep by interfering with your body's natural circadian rhythm and suppressing melatonin production, which is a crucial hormone for sleep regulation. And to combat this, you may have heard that you should create a device-free zone in your bedroom, which includes removing your phone, right? Turning off your home Wi-Fi at night, or perhaps even investing in EMF shields to block these emissions. Well, next week, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Daniel Gartenberg. He is a sleep scientist and researcher and the inventor of the Sleep Space Smart Bed. It's a small device that deflects EMF exposure and wirelessly charges your phone and turns your phone into a smart bed. He's going to share with us how these things can affect your sleep and how this simple device can help you use technology to help, not hinder your sleep. He's also going to be sharing how sound and noise pollution can contribute to your inability to sleep well. Whether it's the rush of traffic, noisy neighbors, or even your partner snoring, unwanted sounds can significantly disrupt your sleep. Studies have shown that continuous noise not only delays the onset of your sleep, how long it takes you to fall asleep, but it also reduces your sleep's efficiency or how well you're sleeping. He will share how you can tackle these disruptions by using his sleep application to assess environmental noise and how to use his proprietary deep sleep stimulation sounds to improve your sleep and cognition. Another culprit is light pollution and how exposure to light during the day can affect your sleep at night. Now, nighttime artificial light from street lamps, passing vehicles, or electronic devices can severely interfere with your sleep cycles, as exposure to light during the night can disrupt your circadian rhythm. It's that internal clock that tells your body when to sleep. You might have been told that to minimize these effects, that you should do things like, you know, consider using blackout curtains, wearing an eye mask, or reducing exposure to blue light emitted by screens at least an hour before bed. But I'm going to be sharing some simple tools you can incorporate into your wind down or bedroom routine to make sure that it doesn't impact you negatively. And I'm also going to be sharing how to set up your sleep space for success so you can just set it and forget it. And last, I'm going to be shining the light on how blue and rich days are really the key to better sleep at night. Yet another sleep disruptor is something you can't see, but you can definitely feel, which is air quality in your home and specifically your bedroom. Now, particularly chemicals like volatile organic compounds, or they're called VOCs. These are things emitted by paints, furniture, cleaning products. Poor air quality can irritate your respiratory system, trigger allergies, cause snoring, and of course, disrupt your sleep. To improve the air quality in your sleep environment, you can use air purifiers with HIPAA filters, increase ventilation by opening your windows, or opting for low VOC products when decorating or cleaning your home. But I will be joined by another sleep expert to talk about how these things can affect your airway and breathing patterns that can lead to feeling exhausted or even creating sleep-disordered breathing. We take upwards of 25,000 breaths a day, and how you breathe does impact your health and your sleep. And the last hidden disruptor we'll be discussing is inflammation. Inflammation inside your body can really mess with your sleep, even though you might not recognize that it's a factor. It impacts your sleep hormones, which make you feel stressed and keep you from getting that deep, healing sleep. To tackle inflammation, you need to eat right, stay active, and of course, keep stress in check. But I'll be interviewing a performance and recovery coach who will share with us some specific ways on how sleep reduces inflammation. Now, I can't wait to jump more into each of these factors on a deeper level and help you gain some insight into how to combat them to improve your sleep. And I'd love to hear from you. What questions do you have for our experts on these topics? What do you want to know? And do you have any personal experiences that you want to share? I want to share your stories and I want to answer your questions and make sure that I'm including them in future episodes. So make sure to drop them in the comments. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, thank you for listening. I'm back every Wednesday with a new episode, ready to share my knowledge and empower you to take control of your sleep. If you've enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to the Doze Podcast. I still have lots to share with you as we work together towards creating solutions around your unique sleep challenges and needs. Until then, remember your pure potential if you change how well you sleep. At Start With Sleep, the parent company to the Doze, we're looking to simplify the process of getting you consistent and better sleep. So we're excited to unveil a unique approach to home sleep testing as part of our new model. Our unique device, unlike traditional options, can be used for up to 28 days. It's a convenient, easy-to-use, and wallet-friendly option. Plus, we deliver it free, right to your doorstep with free returns. No more back and forth to doctor's appointments. Also, if you have a sleep disorder, we provide remote appointments that fit your schedule with no travel needed. A prescription for therapy is also provided without the need to spend multiple nights in a sleep lab. Last, it's a great tool for gaining actionable insights on how to improve your sleep. Visit us at startwithsleep.com to schedule yours today.